All right, it's time for a school district update on this Castle Country Focus. I am Dave Hokanson. With me this morning is Amanda Ori. She is the counselor at Castle Heights and Wellington Elementaries, and then Robert Cox, the director of student services. Guys, how are we this morning?
Doing good.
Great.
Thanks.
Great. Now, we've got a big event coming up on the 29th we wanted to talk a little bit about. Amanda, I'm going to kind of defer to you. It seems like it's your specialty.
Oh, I don't know about that, but okay.
So go ahead and take it away.
So we're having a family night, a parent seminar on youth protection on the 29th, as you said, at the Carbon School District Office. It'll start at 5:30. We will offer a free dinner, and at 6 o'clock the program will begin, and we'll have a musical performance from the Carbon School District Rising Raptors. Some topics will be suicide awareness, bullying, substance abuse, and internet safety. And we'll have presenters from all over the county, basically, coming in and talking about those things.
And you've got, written down here, you've got Brian Judd from the Price City Police Department.
Yeah.
Carol Powell and Cecilia, is that correct? Am I saying her first name correctly?
I think so, yeah.
Cecilia Jensen from Four Corners, and then Superintendent Hatch.
Yes.
We'll be there as far as this goes. And I think a lot of these things, you know, a lot of people, it's uncomfortable stuff that nobody really wants to talk about sometimes. And
yeah.
I think it needs to be approached and it needs to be talked about, and we need to get it out there.
Yeah.
I know with two kids, both of my kids are at the high school, and, you know, it's kind of a sensitive subject most of the time that they don't even want to talk about.
Yeah.
So it's always a big help to open the door, so to speak, to some communication on that front.
Absolutely. Well, I've been with the district for 8 years, and as far as I know, that's when we started this parent seminar. So it's been going on 8 years, maybe possibly a couple years more than that. We offer this every year to parents of the county. So.
And you know, and we always talk, it seems like with every one of these school district interviews that I do, it's always you be involved. And,
yeah.
And get out and know what's going on in your kids' schools and know what's going on with your kids, period. Especially with the internet nowadays is a scary place.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, and anything can go on there. And it's just a matter of, you want to, it's like a fine line, I always say, to try and give them that little bit of freedom, but, you know, try and rein them in as much as you can. So these are all great things, and suicide awareness, I think, is a huge thing right now.
Yes.
It needs to be talked about. Like I said, it's not a comfortable discussion, but it definitely needs to be talked about, and because it's out there, and along with bullying. Bullying is there. Whether we want to admit it or not, you're never going to be able to get rid of it, and it's unfortunate, because it actually, I think, it would require a mindset change.
Yes, absolutely.
And not just in kids.
Yes.
In kids' parents as well, I think. I hate to say that kind of stuff, but it seems like some of it kind of stems from there.
So. Nobody ever wants to believe that their child's a bully, or they don't want to believe that they themselves are a bully. And you're right, it is. It's out there. We need to help people be aware of it, and we need to do everything we can to at least try to manage it so that we can make every student feel safe that comes to school.
Definitely, and that's a big thing, too. We've talked about that. I've had a couple of different principals in, and we've talked about that, too, as far as, you know, when kids start getting that, then they don't want to go to school. And then it's a whole nother set of problems that you're going to have, because once, you know, it's sad. It's really sad that when you get a kid that doesn't want to go to school.
Yes.
Thankfully, I haven't had that yet. We've made it this far.
That's a positive, definitely.
So we've got that coming up on the 29th, and it's going to be at the school district office. A lot of good topics, a lot of great information is going to be there. And I would suggest, you know, you make the point to go. Now, are you guys requiring, do we need to call and let you know that we're coming, or just show up?
Nope, just show up. Bring your family. Bring your kids and come enjoy a free dinner. There will be different companies, I guess, that will be there promoting, not necessarily their business, but things that they have to offer families in the community. So.
Okay. So that, once again, is a family night parent seminar on youth protection, October 29th, which is, what is that, Monday?
Monday
night. At the school district office, free dinner. 5:30 to 6. So you don't have to cook.
Nope.
Get out of it that night. Just
families
head on
eat
over.
Together.
There
yes.
you go. And that free dinner goes from 5:30 to 6. Then at 6 o'clock, the program begins. Now, a musical performance by the Carbon School District Rising Raptors. Mm-hmm. Do we want to talk? Who is that?
That's a youth.
Is it a youth group?
It's an after-school program.
Perfect.
Carbon County was one of the counties that was, it's sad when you say this, but we were deemed as having a great deal of intergenerational poverty. And so this is a grant that we received 3 years ago. We're in the third year of the grant, and it gives an after-school program. We have it in every elementary. There's activities there. They do some musical things there also. But they also dwell on some educational aspects, helping students through intervention in their education, reading, and things such as that. So the Rising Raptors will be there, again, our elementary kids, and they're going to do a couple of musical numbers during this parent night. It gives them an opportunity to show what they're learning and what they're doing in our after-school program.
So it sounds like a night, it's going to be a fun night, and it's going to be a lot of information that is needed in this area, and not just in this area, anywhere, you know. Like I said, they're going to talk about suicide awareness, they're going to talk about bullying, substance abuse, and internet safety, and I think these are all topics that, once again, they're just uncomfortable topics sometimes, but they need to be talked about. So is there anything else you guys want to add before we wrap this up? We're good? Or
there might be a bonus, actually. Oh. They might get to hear Superintendent Hatch
sing
also.
I'll tell you what,
I've heard him sing. So
He's got a pretty good voice on him, and I'll tell you what, his daughter and all of his kids are pretty talented.
Yeah,
I got
talented family.
So. All right, so that's going to be, once again, October 29th at the Carbon School District office. 5:30 to 6 is a free dinner, so go and take the whole family, have dinner there, and then the program begins at 6 o'clock. It is a family night parent seminar on youth protection, and just go and get all the information that you can, and just keep your kids safe. That's all I can say.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for stopping by, guys. Now, for more information on this and other Castle Country Focus interviews, go to castlecountryradio.com.